Eco-Health is Comprehensive, written by Z. Charnot, February the 7th, 2001. Eco-Health is first and foremost a source of health education and health information. Human health is dependent upon at least 9 things: upon what you take in, upon what you refrain from taking in, upon what you eliminate, upon what you do, upon what you refrain from doing, upon what you think, upon what you imagine, upon that to which you give your attention, and upon that from which you withhold your attention. Slightly enlarging upon these 9 headings, 1, what you take in, there are 3 categories of intake via your breathing: air, humidity, and negative ions, and 6 categories of essentials to take in or to ingest: water, adequately pure in sufficient quantities, minerals, about 22 that are known, vitamins, about 16 or 17 that are known, but perhaps hundreds, essential amino acids, some forming proteins, some not, 8 essential amino acids for adults, 10 for infants, and 11 for fetal development. Essential fatty acids, or EFAs, omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-9s. Carbohydrates, in a ratio of about 44 to 33 for protein to 3 essential fatty acids. Two, you refrain from taking in. What not to take in or what not to ingest that is either unhelpful, dangerous, or damaging toxins such as pollutants, poisons, allergens, infectious agents, parasites, bacteria, yeasts, fungi, and viruses. 3. What you eliminate from 4 pathways of elimination: the urinary tract, bowels, lungs, and the skin. There are some essentials required for elimination or for clearing or cleansing the intestines: soluble fiber, for example, pectin; insoluble fiber, for example, psyllium; parasitic clearing and cleansing; and herbs, which aid elimination. 4. What you do: relax, exercise, stretch, float, massage. 5. What you refrain from doing: avoid sunburn, excess cold, excess heat, drowning, high elevation with insufficient oxygen, radiation exposure, collision, violent impacts, fire, stress excesses. 6. What you think: the graceful, the pleasant, the happy, the contentment, the joyful. What you imagine: calm, quiet, tranquil, serene, soothing, beautiful, good, moral, kind, considerate. 8. That which you give your attention: informative, interesting, entertaining, exciting, enthusiastic. 9. That from which you withhold your attention: threatening, frightening, menacing, intimidating. There are 1. Important ratios, 2. Important combinations to assure, 3. Important combinations to avoid, and 4. Important maximum dosages for some supplements. Following these guidelines is the mission of EcoHealth: offer the settings, the environments, and or the external conditions: 1. To establish our internal mood; 2. To support our relationships; 3, to provide our sources of information, and 4, to uphold the processes and the exchanges of daily life. Ecohealth is comprehensive in its purposes. The human entity has an environment and is an environment. The human entity has moral relationships, responsibilities, obligation, duties, and powers. Human efforts are able to be augmented. This augmentation involves skills, equipment, tools, and energy. Combining human efforts requires communication and coordination. All of these factors are part of ecohealth. Awareness, attention, sensing, perception, cognition, knowing representationally, knowing by connection, knowing without learning, or structuralism, all are relevant concerns of ecohealth. Whether you connect on the internet, request information, call, fax, or snail mail, or come through the door, ecohealth begins to serve. This website informs you in progressive steps, stages, or levels, dependent upon your interest, your ability, your understanding, and to some extent, upon the resources you can bring to bear upon your pursuit of health. Ecohealth suggests, advises, educates, or informs. Ecohealth does not prescribe. Ecohealth is not where you get the answers to the questions, what's wrong, or what do I do about what's wrong, or even particularly, or especially, what one thing do I do about what's wrong. Ecohealth does not respond to symptoms in its recommendations. Ecohealth guides you to and towards health, to and towards full functionality, even to and towards high-performance functionality. Ecohealth is where you get the answers to the questions, what's right, or what's possible. Ecohealth intends to guide you to be fully functional. Some benefit comes when you simply stop some of what you are doing. Some benefit comes when you start supplying missing essentials. To be fully functional involves a flow. To be fully functional involves building up and breaking down. To be fully functional involves both supply and elimination. To be fully functional is a matter of physiology. To be fully functional involves balances. Every part of an organism may make a requirement upon the whole organism. The whole organism may make a requirement of every part. The module of life is the cell. We have perhaps 50 trillion of them. To communicate with them and to coordinate their processes involves both neural, metaneural, and circulatory functions. Every cell is a microcosm of functional components. These functional components are called organelles. There are certain common components of every cell. There are certain unique components of every cell. The common components constitute a uniformity and a regularity. The unique components constitute a uniqueness and a complementarity. Together they constitute the order which yields system gain of the whole organism. Life characteristically reproduces and responds. Reproduction involves cell multiplication. Reproduction also involves cell differentiation. Cell multiplication and differentiation is guided. Cell multiplication and differentiation is regenerative. Regeneration occurs both in newly conceived life and in healing. What do you seek? Information? Supplements? Counseling? We inform. We do not treat. We educate. We do not diagnose. We inform. We educate. We plan. We design. We engineer. We supply. We furnish. We construct. Dependent upon your need.